From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And on the campaign trail today, the politicians are throwing down. Donald Trump mocking Glenn Beck's support of Ted Cruz. He tweeted today, quote, "Wacko Glenn Beck is a sad answer to the Sarah Palin endorsement that Cruz so desperately wanted. Glenn is a failing, crying, lost soul. Exclamation point. Meanwhile, former Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole came out and warned of cataclysmic losses if Ted Cruz wins the Republican nomination, saying, quote, "Nobody likes him." On the Democratic side, there's a fight going on over whether Planned Parenthood is part of the establishment. That's what Bernie Sanders said after the organization gave its endorsement to Hillary Clinton. Former President Bill Clinton hit back, saying Hillary Clinton does not consider it to be part of the establishment, and he referred to Sanders as, quote, "her opponent." Ouch.
Who could it be that Iowa is just 11 days away in the New Hampshire primary, 19 days away? And there is a new poll of New Hampshire voters today. It finds that independents see the Democrat Bernie Sanders and Republican John Kasich more positively than any of the other candidates. And most of these voters have yet to make up their minds who to vote for or even which party to support. The poll comes from Here and Now contributor WBUR, and BUR's Anthony Brooks has these details.
The new poll suggests that with less than 3 weeks to primary day, the Republican and Democratic presidential races in New Hampshire remain in flux, thanks largely to the state's unenrolled voters, who are notoriously independent. On election day, these voters can either choose a Republican ballot or a Democratic ballot.
And a lot of them, about a third, still haven't made up their mind. That, to me, is the thing that could still cause the biggest change.
That's Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the survey. He says New Hampshire independents vote much differently than Republican or Democratic partisans, often switching between parties from election to election. That helps explain that famous independent reputation of New Hampshire voters.
So independents in New Hampshire really are just that, or at least a large chunk of them really are independent and could go either way.
Charles Sulicki, a retiree who lives in East Hampstead, New Hampshire, is a good example. He's an unenrolled voter who leans Democratic and likes Bernie Sanders. But he says this time he might choose a Republican ballot and vote for John Kasich.
His approach is different than the rest of them for some reason. The other candidates are always attacking Obama, even though he's not running for a third term. The way I interpret it, it's just all hate, you know.
Sulicki says he'll probably vote Democratic in the general election, but he's thinking seriously of supporting Kasich in the primary to vote against Donald Trump.
We will build a wall. Who's going to pay for the wall? Who? Okay.
For me, I can't stand the guy. I mean, he doesn't tell Americans anything. Like, we're going to build a wall. We're not going to build a wall.
Elizabeth Tibbetts of Goffstown is another independent. She leans Republican. She likes Chris Christie, Jeb Bush, and John Kasich, but she says next month she might choose a Democratic ballot.
If I was going to go to the Democratic primary, I'd probably vote for Bernie Sanders. I'm seeing more and more of him, and Bernie seems to be for the little guy.
Elizabeth Tibbetts and Charles Sulicki are representative of another top line from the poll. It found that the two candidates that New Hampshire independents like the most are Democrat Bernie Sanders and Republican John Kasich. In fact, they're the only two candidates who independents view favorably overall. In the case of Sanders, almost twice as many independents view him favorably as they do Hillary Clinton. Steve Cazella says his poll suggests that the more independent Sanders and Kasich can attract, the better they'll do on election day.
Candidates basically want one of two things. They either want to do well among independents, or they want independents to vote in the other contest. For instance, the Clinton campaign knows that Hillary Clinton does less well among undeclared voters. They would prefer to see undeclared voters vote on the Republican side. Bernie Sanders, the opposite. You know, he doesn't do quite as well among Democrats, so the more independents, the better for him.
Same for John Kasich on the Republican side. Cazella says if lots of independents show up, including those more moderate fence-sitters, Kasich is basically tied with Trump among independents. He's ahead of Jeb Bush by 6 points and 7 points ahead of Ted Cruz. That could provide a big boost to Kasich's campaign. On the other hand,
if you have only the most conservative of the independents show up that day, there you have Donald Trump with quite a considerable lead over John Kasich.
In that scenario, Trump beats Kasich by 15 points. So Kasich and Sanders both want independents to choose their respective party's ballot, which means, in a sense, they're running against each other. On the other hand, Democrat Hillary Clinton and the more conservative Republicans, including Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, will do best if fewer independents turn out and choose their party's ballot. As ever, New Hampshire's famously independent, unenrolled voters will have a lot to say about the outcome of next month's primary. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks.